Thank you very much. We listen here many information, many dates today about the development of computing in all Europe. And some remarks were about people from Czechoslovakia, about computers from Czechoslovakia. I listen, for instance, something about Professor Knichal, Professor Král, Kindler, and I listened to about Heinz Cemanek, and for me it's very important, and I don't know if you know it, that family of Professor Cemanek is from Iglau, Jihlava, and it's a town in the border of Czech lands and Moravia. And that's why I am, for me it's honor that I could some remarks here could about development of computer in Czech country. I don't know if you know that the word robot is known all over the world, but its origin and birthplace is in Prague. It was Czech writer Karel Čapek and his brother, painter Josef. Karel in the 1920 wrote the play R.U.R. Rossum's Universal Robots, in which human beings like robots take over the world. The robots were source of cheap labor for humans. The word robot is derived from the Czech word robota, and I think that maybe is in Russian too, and it's mean slave like work. It's original picture of first robot from the Čapek work. You could see 1921 and date and R.U.R. I would like remark today two little forgotten inventors of computers. They are active not only in Czechoslovakia, but in other countries, and they were Antonín Svoboda and Vladimír Vanč. These men both are inventors of computers and started cooperated in the research department of the great factory Škoda Works. You know cars and the factory that had during 30s and later research department, and there Antonín Svoboda and Vladimír Vanč started cooperated. They designed an original position locator from use by anti-craft artillery. And it was very important before the Second World War. The locator was based on the concept of the analog solution of differential equation describing dynamics of the airplane. And first analog computer in that time. Before Second World War, both must immigrated from Czechoslovakia to France with help Ministry of Defense, both countries, and then from France they must immigrated far. Vladimír Vanč immigrated to Great Britain, and Antonín Svoboda spent Second World War in United States. I have Czech paper about the history of inventions of Antonín Svoboda, and the name in Czech is Computers from Loretta Square. Loretta Square is the little square behind the castle, close to foreign ministry, and there it was department where first computers were invented by the team Antonín Svoboda. I will send you around this book. It's in Czech, and you could see computers when they suggested there. Without comments, you could ask me later, please. And I will send you English version later. Yeah. I remark my hero Vladimír Vant. He was younger than Antonín Svoboda, and in the very soon after the end of Second World War, he suggested mechanical computer. And it computer helped him in evaluating Fourier coefficients. He cooperated with Francis Crick, future Nobel Prize winner, in the study of the molecular structure and in the discovery of the structure of DNA. And it was he had possibility to get Nobel Prize, but his complicated way sent him from Cambridge, Liverpool, Glasgow. There was professor chemistry, because firstly he was a physicist. He started in Prague a student of physics, and he was active in a spectroscopic institute with Professor Dolejšek, and he interested in astronomy, and with Zdeněk Kopal, numerical mathematician and astronomer, created atlas from binary stars and variable stars and so on. Next activities. That's why he didn't continue in creating of computers, and it was his difficult position in England, I think. He was born in 1911, and that's why we published the book. There is one chapter in English. I haven't here. The name is the Journey to the Stars and to Insight to Molecule, Life of Vladimír Vant, Constructor of Computers. So this is one of his end of his career was as professor of crystallography in Pennsylvania State University. It's interesting, and there was very respected expert. I was very like that. I saw today the collection of crystals and minerals here, and for one. It was very pleasant to be here with us. It was very interesting to describe a communication between Antonín Svoboda and Vant. Vant sent it to to Prague, to Antonín Svoboda, many materials about construction of computers. But Antonín Svoboda, after 48 years, couldn't answer and couldn't continue in communication with Svant, who lived in Britain. Once computer was known in third copies. One copy was in Cambridge, one copy was in Liverpool, and one in London. One has a very successful lecture in London in 1950 year about it, and in the journal Nature published a very brief paper. They explained to me, my colleagues in England, that they have not so much paper for publishing longer contribution in Nature. That's why it's very very brief, this information, and name of this paper is magnifying 100 million times. That's why I could remark that Vladimír Vant is one of the first pioneers of computer technology and numerical methods. In United States later, he published with Pepinsky the statistic approach to X-ray structure analysis in 1953 years, and it was very very successful textbooks too. Svoboda, Antonín Svoboda, in solved to return to Czechoslovakia. In 47th year, he had last possibility to travel to more countries and to study construction of computers around. And then he solved to return. And he cooperated with the factory Aritma and suggested sophisticated semi-automatic punch card computer, and because he was a teacher on Czech Technical University, started to teach a course entitled Mechanical Machines, and we could remark that it's probably second course all over the world. First was in MIT, and second one in Prague, in Czech Technical University. In the same year, 1947, published one of first textbooks on computers, Computing Mechanism and Linkage, and it was published in MIT in the Serial Radiation Laboratory, where Antonín Svoboda worked during Second World War. You could see him, it was his personality was very enthusiastic during explication of his ideas, and he had many students who interested about the next development. It's only one picture. You could see that he was born 1907, and he was only 4 years younger than John von Neumann. And when I am here, I must remark that he was inspired by John von Neumann, and they met too, and so on. Later, Svoboda in 1978 organized first national conference of computational and organizational technology in Prague, and remark something about about future of computers. Mathematical machines couldn't be a sensational surprise for a young man. He has to know it as usual device, which is one from common ways for mining of means of subsistence. What about his invention in the field of computers? During first part of 50s and 1950 and 56, Svoboda designed and supervised the construction of the first fully automatic digital computer in Eastern Europe, what I know, and the name is SAPO. A second similar computer was used for driving system in the Project Apollo later. We know all that Svoboda spent all Second World War in United States in the firm Ebox and in MIT in a radiation laboratory, and he had a great experience from this time working in USA, and he worked there to 1946 year. This SAPO, we pronounce SAPO, and it's the short for Samochinný počítač, automatic computer, was the first Czechoslovak computer what we know, and it operated in the years 57 and 60 in the Research Institute for Mechanical Machines. We told Wooms very briefly, and it was in that time part of Czechoslovak Academy of Sciences in Prague. The computer was the first fault-tolerant computer, as John von Neumann ideas. It had three parallel arithmetic units which decide on the correct result by voting. An example of triple modular redundancy, and if all three results were different, the operation was repeated. And the end. The end was in 1960. I could remark it has 7,000 relays and 400 vacuum tubes and a magnetic drum memory with capacity of 1,024 32 bits watt. Each instruction had 5 operands addresses, 2 for arithmetic operands, 1 for result, and addresses of next instruction in case of positive and negative result. It operated on binary floating point numbers. But in 1960, a spark from one of the relays fired in the grazing hall, and the whole computer burned down. There were some obstacles in the SAPO development. One of the greatest obstacles slowing down SAPO development was a lack of adequate components, which the Czechoslovak technical industry was not able to produce, neither in the required quality or quantity. In the 1950s, the relay construction elements of SAPO were outdated as regards computer technology, and they were used as a substitute for non-available electron tubes. Unlike in the USA or the Western European countries, where in the 50s electron tubes continued fully dominated the field. Second idea of Svoboda was new computer. The name of new computer was EPOS, electronic computer or calculating machines. You know, elektronický počítací stroj. This is the similar similar name as SAPO, and it was designed in 57 to 63 and supervised the construction of automatic digital computer and it has successor EPOS number second, and you could see that it was advanced a version of EPOS 2. I have here one remark. Svoboda suggested one of the printed sentences for this EPOS. Congratulations on successful result in the testing of the computer EPOS. And its symbolic effect was quite strong. EPOS was congratulating its creators on its own successful operation. It was answer of EPOS. And very quickly I explain you what was the future. The parameters of EPOS was in comparison the same as top computers produced in capitalistic countries. But the policy of the production of the digital computers adopted by the government resolution from 61 year, this meaning. We didn't focus that much on the production of computers, but rather on the production of tractors. And that is future of end of development of computers in Czechoslovakia. In 1964, was the next resolution very quickly that we will import computers from abroad, from Soviet Union and so on. What with Antonín Svoboda? It was very, very sad. Antonín Svoboda second time left our country, escaped to USA. But what is as a joke, but it is reality. 80 colleagues continue to him and created a group in United States. And some students later discuss with our president in that time, and President Antonín Novotný told, we don't need similar people here. Then we started use Ural and Minsk from Soviet Union. Probably it was not only a solution of our advisors in Soviet Union, but some people in Academy of Sciences. It was especially Jaroslav Kožešník. It was so black figure in the development of computers because he was secretary of Academy of Science in Prague and director of the Institute of Theoretical Informatics and Automatization of Academy, and he organized cooperation in that case, and maybe on the back of this bad relations between Kožešník a Svoboda was personal situation. Svoboda sometimes told that Kožešník didn't know simpler mathematical, simpler solution of equation. So, very sad. So we use later Ural and Minsk, and I think that it was discussed today longer. I think that it's interesting that we were expert in a knowledge of languages. Our physicists use Fortran for great projects. For instance, analysis of data of Halley-Comet. On this work, our colleagues who knew very well Fortran and other programming. Yeah. Then EC, I think that it's not, but my last remark, it's a computer must go to schools, and that's why was constructed computer EQ 151, and the program was from 82 years in Czech Technical University. Second step was in North Bohemia in the factory ZPA Nový Bor, and they have 50 copies of EQ 150. And third step, Ministry of Education asked to make 2,000 copies to schools. We have many experiences with this computer. It was used for education, but with many problems. It was something what we try to. Then similar computers, PMD 85 or didactic in Slovakia, and it was in the time when our students bought bought 8-bit computers and so on. Thank you for attention. If you have any questions, I am here.